In the Nefesh Shimshon volume on Pesach and Tzviras HaOmer and Shavuos, there's one piece of Lag BaOmer which I'd like to learn together. I added a few other things to flesh out the idea. But Rav Pinkus is trying to explain Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha. What's the pshat? Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha. We say in the song of Rishon Bar Yochai, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha. So he says, Pizmon miyuchad lechvod Rashbi. Lag va'omer yom p'ti rasa shereshum bar yochai zechus yagen aleinu. V'rabi me'am Yisrael nagu lalos l'kivro b'yom zeh. Mashalom atinu k'ma'ad itzal af echad acher b'gedol yadaros. People go to Rashbi, unlike many other great tzaddikim, where we know where they're buried. Yeshna nekuda ma'anyenet b'yom zeh, sh'aleinu lizbonin ba. We need to think about something very unique about this day. There are many songs there are many songs written by tzaddikim, Bali Ruach HaKodesh, and most of the songs that we sing in celebration of a special day are songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning mechuvenes kiviyachol klapi mala, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's strange about Lag BaOmer is that we're not singing a song to Hashem. We're singing a song about Rashbi. And that's unusual. B'Lag BaOmer matzinu pizmonim yuchadim sheneschabru al yidei gedolei olam lichavodo shal Rashbi. Bar Yochai nimshachta ashrecha Hashem insasol mechaverecha. A long tefillah, a poem, a song, again written by Bali Ruach HaKodesh, which comes to speak the praises of Rishon Bar Yochai. It's not praising Hashem, it's all about Rashbi. So it says Rav Pinkus, Lo shamanu shechovro pizmonim kol sheim lechvod Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, o lechvod Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun. We don't have songs about other tzaddikim.
Chaim David has a song for
Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. And Rabbi Nachman has a handful of songs. But why is it that we have a song written lechvod Rashbi? Ma pesher inyan, that's what he wants to understand on the first page here. So let's focus on one of the standout lines in this beautiful pizmon lechvod Hatana Loki Rishon Bar Yochai. Nasa adam nemar bavarecha. What's the pshat? Nasa adam nemar bavarecha. Go to the bottom paragraph. B'pashtus kavana samishorer lo merkach. Pashut pshat. What are we saying? Nasa Adam, let us make man, was said on your behalf. What does that mean? Kishem shalahavdil elef alfei avdalos. Al klal yisrael klapi umas haolam namar ki yadua Adam atem. Atem kriyin Adam, ve'ena ovdei kocham kriyin Adam. The same way that the Jewish people, because of our lofty level and because of the acharis we take upon ourselves, are considered, compared to the rest of the world, the ideal man, to such a degree that the Gemara says in Yevamos that you are called Adam to the exclusion of others. Klomar, Amiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nase Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, when Hashem says, let's make an Adam, what was the Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was picturing? A Jew, a Yid, Nesham Baguf, a Yid. Lo Yisum Chuvenes Klapei Agoyim, Hashem, In his ultimate creation, did not have in mind the 8 billion people on planet Earth, although of course they also play an important role in Hashem's kingdom. But Nasa Adam, the ideal, the pinnacle of man, the man who has the ability to reach the highest levels, the Kodesh Baruch Hu had in mind a Yid, a Jew. Page 2. Hanachon va'amiti shal musag Adam nemar ach v'rak ala ama Yehudi me'achar v'akavana l'mala yona atmuna bo. Because a Jewish neshama carries with it a certain, again, depth and responsibility, so in a certain sense, a Jew is called the true Adam, the ideal Adam on planet Earth. But now, amongst the Jewish people, who amongst the Jews became the ideal individual Adam? So you have Adam, all of humanity, man as opposed to an animal. That's true about everyone in the world. But then the Gemara is revealing to us that there's a higher level Adam. That a Yisrael, that a Jew has the ability to become a more idealistic man, right? A more perfected man. And then, says Rav Pinkus, Nasa Adam Namar Bavarecha, Even amongst the Jews, there are certain individuals who will stand out, being the greatest expression of what it means to be the human being that Hashem wants us to be. And that's what we find by Rashi. He says where it's underlined, the top paragraph on page 2. Kach is chadish kan, ki av shebechlol is kol echad mi Yisrael hu begeder Yehudi. And even though every single Jew has this inyan of Adam, v'kiyim bo gavan misuyam shebechinas Adam, every Jew is an expression of Adam, of this elevated, more perfected individual. Ach b'muvan ha'achlati, but in an absolute sense, nasa Adam never bavarecha. But who is the individual who became it more than anyone else? Nasa Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now the question is why? What makes a Jew more of an Adam than a regular person on planet Earth? And what makes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai more of an Adam as opposed to all of the Jews, whoever were? And what does the word Adam even mean? Is Adam even a title of honor? He writes in the next paragraph, we know that sometimes a word for a man, for a person, is Adam. We have other words. Gever, Enosh, Ish. What's a loftier term? Adam or Ish? So Rav Pinkus writes in the next paragraph, Ish is a Lashon of Chashivas. The term Ish means what? A person who's Chashiv. Va'ish Moshe. David HaMelech. Right? David HaMelech says to Avner, Halo Ish Ata. But Makom She'ein Anashim Ishtad Elios Ish, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Ish means Ish Elokim, right? Ish means a person who has reached a certain spiritual madrega, a certain bilus, a certain depth of responsibility. Adam, says Rav Pinkus, comes from what? Where's the word Adam come from? Adama. Lu'umas Zos, he writes on page 2, where it's underlined, Lu'umas Zos, end of the second paragraph. Hator Adam, that expression Adam doesn't express something of Chashivas. Adarabba, Adam is Milashon Adama. You come from dirt. Yeah? Now we know that Adam itself, just to be fair, has two connotations. Adam on the one hand means Adama, earth, dirt. It's also a lashon of what? Adameh, le'elyon, that I want to compare myself to Hashem. I once saw from Rav Yehuda Asad, who was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. Rav Yehuda Asad, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, says, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. If man does a good job in this world, so then I can say, look, Adameh le'elyon. And if I do a bad job in this world, right, I can say, Hashem, what do you want from me? I'm just Afarman Adama. So it's a win-win. I can always use the fact that I'm called Adam to my advantage. I can either, you know, embrace it and achieve, or I can use it as an excuse that Hashem, what do you expect from a clod of dirt? But the term Adam is not really a very chashuv term. So what's the secret of this term Adam? And what does it mean, Nasa Adam, Namor Bavarech? So it says Rav Pinkus, the bottom half of page 2. We know that on a daily basis when a person uses the restroom, we recite a bracha of Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam B'Chachma. Hashem, you created man with a tremendous wisdom. And that wisdom is so remarkable that it's Mafli La'asos. In what sense is the body Mafli La'asos? Writes the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch actually brings this. It's very interesting. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the halachas of Asher Yatzar, you find this piece making its way into the Shulchan Aruch itself. It sounds like something you would find in a Musar Sefer, or maybe, you know, hidden within the Torah. The fact that it makes it into the halacha is that it's really important to think about this. What's the mafli la'asos? What's the wonder? Person goes to the bathroom. What's the wonder? So he says, he quotes the Torah in Siman Vav, mafli la'asos k'di'isa b'medrash, ki gadol ata v'osa niflos, ha'adam dome, man is like what? Like a sack, like a bag, like a node mali ruach, like some type of bag that's filled with air, a balloon. V'im yasa adam, imagine a person takes a balloon and he pops a hole in it, so is the air going to remain within the balloon? Of course not. If you make a hole in it, the air is going to escape. Man, the body of man has many openings, has many holes in it. And then there's a ruach, there's a spirit, there's a breath of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's blown into us. And yet despite the many openings of the body, the neshama, the spirit, the air, so to speak, is able to stay within the body. Va'adam, where it's underlined, mali nekavim, and yet rucho mishtameres besocho. That's mafli la'asos. Body and soul working together is a wonder. I think I once told you once in the past from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita said that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, I heard this from Rabbi Eitan Feiner once upon a time, that if a person sees an elephant in a dream, if you see a peel, an elephant in a dream, you should look forward to plaos, to wondrous things. If you see a peel, an elephant in a dream, you should look forward to wondrous things. What's so wondrous about an elephant? Why is an elephant called a peel? What's the pella of the peel? So Moshe Shapiro Shlita explained that it's the only animal that uses the same body part for what?
Its hand.
Its hand. Its trunk is both its hand, its yadayim, right? It's asiya in this world. It's guf, which is represented by the yadayim. And yet, its trunk also is its source by which it breathes. So how could it be that the same body part is both the yadayim and both the source from which we draw life? To breathe through the trunk, and yet the trunk at the same time as the hand? That's a pella. That's the shaman guf coming together in a remarkable way. That's why the elephant is called a peel. That's the pille ploim of the elephant. So says Rapinkus, Vaadai shakol maasei Hashem yisparachai pille ploim mamish. Of course, everything that Hashem does is a wonder. Every grain of sand, he says, every drop of blood, every fruit growing on a tree, the fact that you have an eye, you have an ear, that there's a sun in the sky, that there's a moon. Kulam pella echad mufla va'atzum. They're all wondrous things. Ulam ha-pella ha-gadol mikulam olav. Nisyachta birchas mafli la'atzos. The most wondrous thing upon which we say mafli la'atzos is what? Chibur ha-nefesh ha-maguf. Hayotar ha-seyitzira she-shema adam. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this complex machine called Adam, which again is made up of neshama and guf, is the greatest wonder of all. That's pilei pla. Hagufu davar gashmi, offer mina adama, ke'etzim ba'avanim. My body is literally taken from the same place that a flower grows, that a tree grows. Dirt, rocks, right? Literally from the earth. Minerals. Lumaso, hanefeshi, top of page 3, davar ruchni. So ke'etza nitein lechaber gashmi sim ruchias. How is that possible? How do these two opposing forces, these opposite worlds, how do they come together? They have nothing in common. They have different desires, they're made of a different substance. They're totally different worlds. He says, just to deepen this idea, Pinkus with his mashalim, which are always very sharp and really help you to paint an image in your mind of what he's trying to say. He says, imagine, you take a pot, a seer gadol, yeah? And you decide, you take this pot, and you put in the pot, what? You put in the pasuk, Bereishis bara Elokim es shamayim ves haaretz. Yeah? You throw in a pasuk, and you throw in a potato, and you start mixing these things together, right? Is it going to make a dish that makes sense? Can these things come together? Can you cook Bereishis bara Elokim in a pot? V'shayideze, you'll be able to make some type of chibur between them, right? A soup made up of psukim, and potatoes, and carrots, and meat. They don't go together. They're different worlds. There's Gashmias and there's Ruchnias. Alachas kama v'kama. All the more so, to take the Seichel Eloki, to take an Neshama, and to put it into a physical body, with all of its Adama, all of its dirtiness, all of its lowliness, all of its Gashmias. And that's the Mafli Lasos. He says where it's underlined. Ki babitoi pella miskavnim tamid ledavar shalamaris ayin, mizgalabo stira misuyamis l'chuki ateva. What's a pella? A pella refers to something which to the naked eye, to the natural understanding of reality, is a complete contradiction. What causes us to look at something and be in a state of wonder? It's because I don't understand how that works. It doesn't make any sense to me. How does an airplane fly? I don't get that. Bechlau, I don't get that. Now, if I study it, if I understand the science of how it works, then it's no longer such a pella. But very simply, if I just look at it, the first time I see an airplane fly in the sky, huge, heavy metal box flying through the sky so smoothly, I don't understand how that's possible. Pilei ploim. So anything that you look at, and your gut reaction is, that makes no sense, that's called pella. The human body, guf and neshama, a chelek elokam yimal, being put into dirt, that's a total steer. Makes no sense. Superficially. Yeah.
Like the word pella is like, it sounds like pello. Like
pello, interesting. Interesting. Pella, pello. You can't hear right. There's no words to express what's happening here. Psh, gvaldik. Pe is always more amis to pe. And lo, pela, the pelo, the mouth. The mouth doesn't have words to express, to make sense. Very good. So he says, now we understand why a person is called Adam. Let's understand a little more. Yes, Adam is primarily Adam because he's Afar Min HaAdamah. But we said he's also Adamel Elyon. So what does the word Adam actually mean? So look what he says. HaPela Agadol B'Yoser HaAdam. He writes where it's underlined, HaMila Adam Murkeves Mishnei Chalakim Aleph V'Dam. Man is made up of Aleph. What's Aleph? Aleph. Alufa Shalolam. Man is made up of the Rabbono Shalom. The Aleph. The Torah can't even start with Aleph. When Hashem speaks in the Torah, by our Sinai, we start Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Then you get to Aleph. But the Torah, because it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a contracted form, Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzamts himself into the Torah, Torah has to begin with Beis. Aleph is Mamish, the Spitz Madrego of holiness. It's Pella. The same letter as Aleph is Pella. So Adam is Aleph and Dam. I take the Dam, I take physicality, and I attach it to an Aleph. That's Mamish Pella. Bria Sa'ola. Maschila Ba'os Beis, writes with Pincus. Because the Os Aleph is too much of a Pella. And therefore it's beyond this world. So now to create an Adam, that's Mafli Lasos. That's a total steer. That's a total contradiction. And it's a remarkable chiddush that such a thing could be. That there could be an Aleph and a Dam coming together. Bottom of page 3. Kol Yitzur Anoshi V'afilu Goy Nikra Adam. On some level, see, Chavar, you have to think of it like this. There's a longer shir I'm trying to work on, but I don't have yet. But I'll just tell you what I'm thinking about, and you can help me work on it. There's the Adam of the past, there's the Adam of the present, and there's the Adam of the future. The Adam of the past, yeah, right, salvation is the only man of faith. Right? Adam 1, Adam 2. Let's do a different Adam 1, Adam 2, and Adam 3. Yeah? Adam 1, Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon. That's the original Adam. No. When do we get back to Adam? We ruined Adam in Gan Eden. When do we become Adam again? When did the Klal Yisrael become Kilu Adam Kodem Achet? Hakabal Satorah. But they ruined it again. Becherega. Then there's a third Adam, right? Which again we're going to perfect when we come to the Gula Shlema. That's why, by the way, the Rizal writes in Likutim that Adam is Rashi Tevos, Adam David Mashiach. Because part of the process of coming to Mashiach is the refinement and the rectification of Adam. So there's Adam in Gan Eden, a perfected man who ruins himself. There's Adam again by Kabbalah Satorah. Klal Yisrael, again, we're like Adam Kodem Achet. We could have lived forever if not for Chetei Egel. And then there's the Adam of the future. Rashbi is the Adam of the future. Nasa Adam was said long ago, but the intention of the ideal man will emerge and has emerged in the form of Rishon Baruch Chai. Do we paskin like a Rishon Baruch Chai? Bizman is that?
No.
We don't paskin, he's too lofty. Says the Tiferes Shlomo Parsha Shoftim, Lasid Lavo. Of course we paskin like Rashbi. Rashbi v'chaverov. We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir also, his dear friend, his contemporary. The two who got smicha, Rabbi Akiva, Rishon Baruch Chai and Rabbi Meir. We don't paskin like either of them, they're too high. But Lasid Lavo. Of course we paskin like Rishon Baruch Chai. So Rishon Baruch Chai is that world, is the Adam of the future. There's Adam past, there's Adam present, so to speak, the Adam through Torah, and then there's the Torah of Lasid Lavo, the Torah of Rishon Baruch Chai, which of course is the Torah of Kabbalah and Chassidus. Okay, so take a look. So it says with Pincus, every person has some shaykhis to Adam. A Jew or non-Jew, everyone has a shaykhis on some level to Adam. Because after all, every human being also is made up of body and soul. But then there's the Jewish people, which try to what? Which try to perfect that balance of body and soul. Because the average guy in the street is not working on striking a balance between, is not trying to understand the Pella, the Mafli Lasos, of how it can be a human being of flesh and blood to be a holy person. Mamish this week's Parsha. Why do you think it says in the Zohar Kadosh that when the Chavraya Kadisha came to Parshas Kedoshim, there was a tremendous simcha? That's Lashon the Zohar. When the Chavraya Kedisha came to Parshas Kedoshim, there was an unbelievable simcha. Why? Because what's Parshas Kedoshim? Kedoshim to you. What? Don't be a novel Brishas HaTorah. Take Gashmias and use it in a holy way. That's what Adam's about, and that's the Chiddush HaRishon Bar Yochai. Says Rav Pinkus, bottom line on page 3. Ulam ein ze Adam b'muvan ha'amiti shalom. The man of the street, who's also an Adam on some level, but that's not the ideal Adam. Why? Because there's not a synthesis of Gashmias and Ruchnias. Me'achar v'gam ha'ruchnias shubo, turn the page. Einu ruchnias b'tzuros ha'amiti. It's not the ideal Ruchnias. Says Rav Pinkus, Nefesh ha'adam chutz v'mi kisei ha'kavod. The soul of man is taken from tachas kisei ha'kavod. Kiviyochel man d'nafach midilei nafach. Like it says in the Sefer HaKana, a very early Kabbalistic work, one who blows from within. So when Hashem blew life into us, He blew His inner essence into us. Mekor haneshama mipnimiyas hakedusha. Right, the mekor, the essence of one's soul, comes from the highest places, and now it comes down into a body of gashmius. Va'achein mataras kol haTorah kula livnos as ha'adam hashalim. Torah gives us what? The guidebook in order to create that beautiful harmony. Shiluv amiti bein chomer leruach, that the two things should be able to come together. The average person in the streets, as we think, doesn't know how to do this. But by a yid, that's our whole life. Trying to be mafli lasos. Trying to be the adam amiti. Right? And he says that's why you see by the nations of the world, what he calls their anshe ruach, their tzaddikim, their priests, where do they go? They detach from olam hazeh. They go meditate on some far off mountaintop. Right? If you want to be part of the clergy, so you have to separate dafka from marital intimacy. Right? You marry God. You can't be involved in this world. Yeah? Spirituality means detaching yourself from gashmis. Just the opposite by us. We take the thing that can destroy us, and maybe once upon a time did destroy us, a cup of wine, and we bring in the holiest day of the week. With that cup of wine in the hand, we make kiddush on aliyayin. To show that, what do you mean? I can take something that can lead to all the sin. Ain't adam over a veilam can nichlas bo ruach shtus. We say to the isha sota, maybe you had a little too much to drink. We take that cup of wine in the hand, we say, Shabbos Kodesh, guf in the shama. A good bowl of chulin, but ruchnias in that bowl of chulin. A good nap on the couch, but ruchnias in that nap on the couch. To be able to elevate gashmias. Says Rav Pinkus by the arrow on page 4. Lumazos, Klal Yisrael Einam Mu'unyanim Ba'asagas Ha'alif Haruchnias Levat. The Jewish people are not only Mu'unyanim, concerned with Ruchnias alone. Velo Ba'asagas Dam, we're not only concerned with the Gashmias. El Bechibor Ubeharkava Shal Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad Gashmias Im Ruchnias. Next paragraph. Moshe Rabbeinu Horid Torah La'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah to the world, to Klal Yisrael. B'musag Adam Atzmo Yeshon Medregos Shono. So as we've seen, the concept of Adam has many levels. There's the Adam of the street, there's the Adam of Klal Yisrael, and then there's the, even amongst Klal Yisrael, there are certain individuals who stand down. Habasis HaRishoni Hu Shinu Murka Megashmias Veruchnias La'acher Mikain Nidnu Lado HaMitzvos Shinyanan L'chaber Gashmias Veruchnias La'amito Shol Davar Sugya Zu Misracheves L'chivunei Mishonim. The expansion of the sugya goes in many directions, but Echem Mehem Hu HaTorah Kedosha HaBon HaSadam. Mahi Torah? What is Torah? What's the point of Torah? Lefnei Matan Torah Haya Olam Bifnei Atzmo VaTorah Haysa Ach V'rak B'Shamayim. What is Torah? Torah is also mafli lasos. Why would Hashem take His wisdom and send it down to this world? Why would Hashem take our neshama and send it down to this world? It's the same thing. At Maimon Har Sinai, ba Moshe v'horida la'aretz. Moshe came and brought the Torah down. Moshe Rabbeinu Yatzer Chibur Atzum Bein Shnei Olamos. Moshe brought together in that moment the two worlds. HaTorah v'olamenu ha'shafel. Also, mafli la'asos shahayi biyitziras ha'adam chazer al'atzma v'atan Torah. Now you understand? You understand why Adam level 2 is Kabbalah Satorah? There was the original creation of Adam. Yeah? V'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That's Adam level 1. Guf and nisham. Then when we got to the Torah, man became Adam again. Why? Because what happened at Kabbalah Satorah is the same thing that makes the essence of man. It's Aleph and Dam. It's something ruchni coming together with something gashmi. That's what Torah was. That's what Kabbalah said Torah was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, uniting himself with the world below. So that, of course, parallels the creation of man himself. That's the Bafli Lasos of Kabbalah Satorah. He says, why is it, or Pinkus writes at the bottom of page 4, why is it that Paro didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh? And why is it that today, people of the world can understand Lashon HaKodesh? Paro was a smart guy. He knew a lot of languages. What was it about Lashon HaKodesh? Why couldn't he understand it? So says Rav Pinkus at the top of page 5, something very interesting. When the Torah came to the world, while we were the ones who accepted it, we were the ones who said Nasav and Ishma, but the whole world had an elevation through that. And that allows a person, even if he's not bound by Torah, not deeply connected to Torah, but he can, if he wants, tap into Torah. He can understand Lashon HaKodesh. He can begin to form a bond of Guf and Neshama, if he wants. That wasn't only given to us, that was given to the whole world. He quotes from Rabbi Yerucham Amir, of course, from the great Mashkiach from here. Halu es Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol umim. The nations should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki gavar aleinu chasto, because Hashem does chesed with Klal Yisrael. So the obvious question is, why should the nations of the world praise Hashem because He does chesed with Klal Yisrael? And the answer is, because Hashem's chesed is such a pella, it's so remarkably above and beyond, that what? That the chesed that He does with us spills over to the entire world. And therefore the nations of the world say, wow, Hashem, the kindness, the Torah that you gave the Jewish people, doesn't just impact the Jewish people, it impacts the whole world. And therefore nations of the world, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for loving Klal Yisrael so much, because that impacts us as well. That lifts us up as well. Now we come to Rashbi. We conclude the piece. He says, Rashbi hasulam hamaromim osanu al-sodas ha-Torah. If you have Adam, a typical guy in the street, then you have an Adam, a person in the street who is receiving the overflow of Torah. Then you have a Jew who's becoming an even more perfected Adam by using the Torah to align his neshama and his guf. But then you have someone who understands the inner essence of Torah. And in that way, he can become the ultimate Adam. Who's that? Rishon Bar Yochai. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Achein Chiber Bein HaTorah L'Klal Yisrael. Moshe made the initial connection between the Torah and the Jewish people. Uvekachu Bana Ase Yehudim Ve'echnes Pem Tzuras Adam. We began the process of forming Adam, becoming an Adam. Ulam, Sof, Me'achar Medubar Haya B'dor Deya, Dor Mekabli HaTorah, Haysalem Sheikhas B'nekuda Mesuyamas HaTorah Kedosha. It wasn't such a chiddush that great generation that stood at Har Sinai had a connection to Torah. The question is, as the Adam, right, us, as we become more Adama, as we become more Gashmi in the world, can we still keep our connection to Torah? And you know what would be an even bigger chiddush? If the lowest Jews, who are so Gashmius, who are so much impacted by the Gashmius of the world, would have a connection to the deepest Torah, that would be a really big chiddush. Everything that we learned in the Inyan Shel Torah HaChasidus. Right? If we're able to take the loftiest Torah, the biggest Aleph, and connect it to the most unrefined Dumb, to connect the greatest levels of Ruchnius to the lowest levels of Gashmius, wouldn't that be the perfect? Wouldn't that be the ultimate Adam? And that's what Rishon Bar Yochai represents. Says Rav Pinkus, the bottom paragraph. Rashbi Olav Hashalom Chidesh Nifla. A wondrous Chidesh. Yadua Mashemuva Bezoar Kadosh. That Bizchus, the Torah of Rashbi, Mashiach's going to come. Why? Because the perfect Adam can only come about through the ultimate Aleph, aligning itself with the lowest Dam. Vade Shakola Safal Sharashbi, Hayu Mikach Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no question that Rishon Bar Yochai is a Hamshacha, is a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Svarim say that Rashbi was a Nitzus Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashbi was a Gilgal, or some type of Shorish Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Svarim say, I gave it to you here, what's the Gematria of Moshe? 345. What's the Gematria of Lag Ba'Omer? 345. Rashbi lakach as pnimiyas haTorah, v'lo rak as haTorah kipshuta kipashtusa. Rashbi took the inner world of Torah, not just pashut pshat. V'gilo asah ba'ofin plai shafilu doros habam kol dor shelifnei bias haMashiach tiafsharut la'avinas haDvarim. Rashbi took the biggest things and brought it down to the ikus of the Mashiach of the lowest Jews. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Who also zos b'tzura mifla ad ma'od b'tzad echad hadvarim nishar b'chvodim v'tifartam. On the one hand, he maintained the tiferes, the beauty and the kavod of the inner world of Torah. He was able to keep it in such a degree that it's still called nistar. And yet, in some way, Rashbi was the one who began to what? To open up Pnimiyas HaTorah in such a way that we can have access to it. Yes, of course, the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and all the tzaddikim of the other generations continued that process. But he was the first one who said it's possible. It's possible that the highest Aleph can attach itself to the lowest Dam. Yeah.
The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rashbi, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to throw it down, Rashi went down to throw it down.
Moshe went up to bring the Torah down.
There's a story in the Gemara where he goes up to the Kisei Kavod, right?
Right.
Rashi buried himself in the third.
Rashi went down to bring the Torah even more down. I hear. A lot of chidushim today. Shem Nechel. Okay, shkoyach. Okay, go to the last page of Rav Pinkus, page 6. Conclusion of Pinkus. Rashbi Hayazash Zakha Lakhabir bin Shteya Kitzvos Hamruchakos Biyoser. Rashbi brought together the farthest ends, the farthest extremes. He united the highest and the lowest. I'm just thinking now about something we said last year. Remember I told you last year? We saw from the Orav Simcha, from the Rebbe of Baranov, why is it that Rebbe Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim? Why dafka that number? What's 24,000? Anyone remember? Because the Rambam says the expanse of the universe is 24,000 mil. So, just like Adam Arishon, the Gemara says in Chagiga, was able to see from one end of the world to the other end, so too, Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, his Talmidim were all-encompassing. Ki'ilu, Rabbi Akiva, was also Misofa Olam Vad Sofo. That's why the Gemara says, are you the Akiva ben Yosef, whose name is known Misofa Olam Vad Sofo? Right, that's how he's referred to in Chas. At least on one occasion. So Rabbi Akiva, you are the full expanse of the universe. So that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is doing here. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, the only way to perfect the world is to what? Is to literally, from end to end, exactly what Pinkus is saying here. Bin Shteya Kitzvos, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, also has to be able to what? To unify the whole world. To take the farthest extremes, Achas Me'ashniya, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Lidor Ekvas of the Meshicha. To bring together the deepest Torah with the lowest Jews, Shuador HaShafal B'Yoser, and that's the Nasa Adam Namar Bavarecha. Only you, Rabbi Shimon, had the ability to bring together such a Pella, to create such a wonder, to on the one hand maintain the exalted level and the purity of Pnimiyas HaTorah, and yet to be able to transmit it through the hearts and the souls of Klal Yisrael. Turn to page 7. Rav Aaron of Karlin brings a remez. And I just want to go 2 steps weiter with this idea, just for a couple more minutes. In the Beis Aaron on Lag BaOmer, in the very, very last line, Rav Aaron of Karlin quotes a pasuk in Iyov Perek Yutes. What does the pasuk say in Iyov Perek Yutes? Mibsari echeze eloka. From my flesh, mibsari echeze eloka. From my flesh, I will perceive God. I will perceive godliness. Says Rav Aaron of Karlin, a remez. Mibsari is Rashi Tevos Mitoras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Or he writes Mitoras Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Yeah? What's... Okay, it's a nice remez. But what's the inyan? What's the inyan? Mibsari Echazel Lokah. From my flesh, from my basar, I can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I can perceive Elokos. How does that fit with the Pashup Shah? From my flesh, I can perceive God. And the answer is exactly what we just learned. That Yeshua Bar Yochai taught us, don't just experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your neshama, but experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your flesh, from your body, that your guf can also come together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Turn to page 8. And this is one of the yesodos, should be yesodos of, I think, Chassidus, versus Musar. Versus Bali Musar, Bali Machshava. And it's expressed so beautifully by the Zidachavar, of Tzirosh Zidachavar, in the Sormei Rav Ha'asei Tov. He quotes from the Maggid of Mezrich. Let me ask you a simple question. what's the proper kavanah to have when a person eats? What's the proper kavanah to have when you eat? Again, traditionally, you can go as far back as, you know, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Even in the Shulchan Aruch, you can learn it this way. It's the way that we once discussed in the Chafetz Chaim Shir. Some of you were there, right? The way the Chafetz Chaim would tell us how to eat. What would they say? I'm eating in order to have strength to serve Hashem. So my eating is holy because it's a hechad timsa to gather strength to what? To then afterwards to daven or to learn or to do something in avodas Hashem. But is the eating itself avodas Hashem? It's a form of avodas Hashem, but it's really a stepping stone to what? To real avodas Hashem. What does Chassidus say? What does mibsari echazel mean? Not that my flesh allows me, by sustaining my flesh by eating, now I can go back to the base medrash and now I can really learn. But that the eating itself is a form of service of Hashem. That it's equally holy, if done properly. It could also create the same yichud that I create when I'm davening or when I'm learning. That's a very high level, but that's the goal. That's the perfected Adam, where there's no stira between guf and neshama. Look what he quotes from the Maggid. He quotes on page 8, again, this is in the Swar Meirav Asay Tov from Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichov, Sechusu Yogen Aleinu. He quotes on the left-hand side, Harav HaMagid HaTzadik. You see where it's highlighted? Harav HaMagid HaTzadik explained the Gemara in Yom HaDaf Chav Dalet. The Gemara says, Ezehu Avoda Tama. What does it mean to serve Hashem completely? Tam. Shalem. What does it mean to serve Hashem? What is complete avoda? Kol she'ein acharea avoda. Now, putting aside the context of this Gemara for a moment, let's understand it for our purposes. Complete avoda is an avoda that doesn't have another avoda that comes after it. You see where this is going? V'hine. Kishemischavein b'achila sorak l'chazek aguf l'torah l'avoda. If my eating is only what? A stepping stone to real avoda, then that's what the Gemara is saying. That's not complete avoda. Complete avoda doesn't mean that this is a hecha timsa to get to something more real. Complete avoda is ein on mavado, and everything is equally real if I'm living in the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vinei, again, when a person is meschavein, when he eats, to be mechazik his guf, so that way afterwards he could come to Torah and avoda, hechu avoda tava. That's not complete avoda. Because the eating right now is not it. It helps me to get to it, but it's not it. Halo b'shas achila eino mispalo ve'eino lomid ve'ein zavoda. Right? You can look at it like that. Anything other than learning or davening, if I'm not actively doing one of the 613 mitzvos, right, then I'm not really serving Hashem. Okay, if I try, I can have good kavanah, I can use it as a stepping stone to serve Hashem, but I'm not really serving Hashem. Not really serving Hashem. B'shas, you know, this thing that I'm doing. It's l'tzorech avoda acharel. Aval, where it's underlined, double underlined, aval imachilahu al derech chavaras hariza. But if my eating is also done with the right intentions, and lav dafka, I mean, dafka, yes, this is what he's saying, but also lav dafka, it doesn't have to be this way. But lav dafka, I have to understand kavanas harizal to eat in this way. I can just understand very simply that when a Jew eats, and a Jew eats with the right attitude, because this is a form of service of Hashem, he's mevarer berurin lahalos hanitzotos kadoshos min amaychal. He elevates the fallen sparks within that food. Ulahalos hatov min berurei malkin kadman, and he sets free, so to speak, those spiritual lights that are held in captivity. Ubeprat misha ziko Hashem lahasig lahamid lenaget ena v'sichlo sharshei shemos v'izbach. Well, the more so a person who actually knows various kavanos and shemos, that when he eats lechem, he thinks lechem is three times yud kei vav kei, and he's thinking about shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yochel v'yachid b'achilaso kemo b'tfilaso. Then he's able to accomplish a yichud, attaching himself to Hashem and attaching his neshama and his guf within himself. He's a wholesome person. It's an avoda tama. He's the complete man. It's the Nasa Adam. It's what Hashem intended all along. Ashrei lo v'ashrei chalko. To be on a level where, again, the needs of my body are not a stepping stone to the needs of my neshama. But my body and neshama are working in perfect harmony. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Nasa Adam, Namor Bavarecha. Now, I want to conclude by showing you that Rashbi himself, Rabbi Shimon himself, underwent a transformation. What do I mean by that? There's a stira that many achronim, maybe even some rishonim discuss, or the parent stira, between a Gemara in Brachos and a Gemara in Menachos. What's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's attitude towards Olam Hazeh? What's the Gemara in Brachos? Take a look. The answer I want to show you is from the Stechemet. Rav Pinchas Friedman quotes it in his Sefer on Lag BaOmer, Kedai Rabbi Shimon and Maimer Yud Gimel. But take a look. The Gemara says in Brachos. You see where it says Brachos Lamed Hayamid Beis? The famous Machlokas. Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, if a person's going to plow and plant and harvest, when's he going to learn? Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, no work, only learning. Only learning Torah. You have to learn Torah day and night, that's it. And yet, there's a Gemara in Menachos, in the bottom left-hand corner on page 9. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yochai. Afilo lo kara adam ela kriya shema shachis va'arvis. If a person merely recites Shema in the morning and in the evening, he has fulfilled the obligation of what? Last page? Vagisaba Yom Malaila. So which is it? Does Rashbi expect us to stay in the base medrash 24/7? Or is it enough to just what? Check in the morning with Shema, check in at night with Shema, and that's it. The rest of the time, do what you want. Take on more clients, make more money, more Olam Hazeh. Which is it? This is a big stira that a lot of Mefarshim are trying to figure out. Okay, you can see it says on the left-hand side, there's a Maharam Shik that answers this question. There's a Karen Ora on Shas that addresses this question. Some say there's a mistaken Girsa. Some say that the Rabbi Shimon, actually in Menachos, is supposed to be Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadok, not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But let's assume that it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So says the Stechemer. You know what the Stechemer was? Stechemer was a genius, Svardi Tzadik, who collected, you know, an unbelievable amount of Torah information and compiled it in an encyclopedic work called Stechemer. Okay? So in the Stei Chemed, he said, I'll tell you what the answer is. Rashbi changed his Mahalach. Rashbi changed his Mahalach. What does it mean, Rashbi changed his Mahalach? What was the old Mahalach? What was the new Mahalach? And when did it change? Look what he writes on the last page. V'tiritza Stei Chemed. I think the Stei Chemed's name was Chaim Chizkio Medini. Chizkio. I'm not sure. I have a Hebrew biography in my office on the Stechemet, if anyone's very interested in reading up on the Stechemet. I think it's called Or HaChama or something like that. He was a genius. Really, really awesome looking, you know, Svardisha, Ben Ish Chai looking type. Beautiful picture, I'll show you later. Bezrat Hashem. Ki ma sha'amma Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai she'osr lasuk binyani olam hazeh. So Rabbi Shimon in Brachos daf lamedei, who says what? Run away from olam hazeh. Learn Torah day and night. If you get involved in plowing and planting, Torah matei aleh, what's going to be with Torah? Take a look, what clearly says. It's underlined. Zehoya ad yitziyasa papam rishona mehamara. Rabbi Shimon went into the cave, and he learned Torah. 12 years, learning Torah. He comes out of the cave, what does he see? People plowing and planting, and what does he do? He's literally burning them up with his eyes. A basko comes out of Shemayim and Hashem says, you think that's the highest level? To be Kulo Torah. Torah meaning Kulo Neshama. Go back into the cave. He goes back into the cave for a 13th year and he comes out a second time. And new? What's the new Rabbi Shimon? The new Rabbi Shimon says, if you just say Shema in the morning and Shema at night, if a person understands Kabbalah Sol Machos Shemayim, if a person understands Einod Milvado, then what? Then go to work. Then go to work. Then get involved in Avodah Begashmias. Take a look by the arrow. Hine, ki kein mi basko ze lamad Rashbi, ki zeo ritzono yisbarach shiyasku Yisrael gam b'chai isha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was kulo Torah, the Gemara Menachos says he changed his position. When? Suggests the Stei Chemed after the basko. After the basko told him, this is not what Hashem wants. Hashem's goal of creating man The ideal man is not the man who sits in a cave and learns Torah day and night and sustains himself off of carob and water. The ideal man is a person who can go out to the world and can engage the world and can be a holy person. To unite neshama and guf. That there's no stira between the two. That the avodah begashmias is also a chashuv thing. And therefore, Yeshimon and Menachos changed his position. Afil lo kara adam el kriya shma shachris v'arvis kiyim lo yamsh. And I'll be medayik. Afil lo kara adam. You see? See what Yeshimon says here? Even if an adam would just say Shema in the morning and at night, then he's accomplished what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to accomplish in Torah and avodah Hashem. Because now he knows how to engage in Olam Hazeh without being afraid that if I come out of the cave, then God forbid I'm going to lose everything. And that was the transformation that Rashbi underwent. To become the Rishimon, who was Lakol. The Rashbi was for everyone, like the Beis Aharon says. So Mirtz Hashem, which is Zocha, to become that Adam, that perfected Adam, that Adam is Adam David Mashiach. Mashiach can only come when we unify the highest and the lowest. When the highest, the deepest Torah, when our Rebbe Rishon Baruch Hai is able to convince us that we have a shaykhus to the highest things. And he's willing to bring the highest things down to our level, into the Mashiach, into the lowest things. I'll just end with a remez. The Or of a Simcha, again the Rebbe Baranov says, that the gematria of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai is gematria Adam Uvehema Toshia Hashem. That even the Bahamias, even the Mipsari, to recognize Hashem through our physical bodies. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. No, so we should be zocha that Nasa Adam should be said ba'avoreinu. Shkoyach.